Pride and Prejudice and Zombies opens today, the film version of the most unlikely best-selling book ever, with Jane Austen's beloved characters fighting off the zombie apocalypse.
I do not know which I admire more, Elizabeth Bennet. Your skill as a warrior, or your resolve as a woman.
So, Elizabeth Bennet and her sisters are still looking for love, but while bashing in zombie skulls. The film is based on Seth Graham Smith's best-selling 2009 book. We spoke to him that year, and he told us the inspiration came from Jason Rakulak, his publisher at Quirk Books.
One day he called me very excitedly and said, you know, I think I found it. The next words out of his mouth were Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and I was instantly struck by it. I mean, I had a vision right then and there of these Regency-era aristocrats running for their lives and of the Bennet sisters flying around like they were in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or something.
Or a Michael Jackson thriller video.
Or a thriller video, or some people call it Jane Austen meets the Matrix. I mean, you know, whatever pops into your mind, but that's what popped into mine, and I thought, that is just too much fun not to do.
Well, and for anyone who doesn't know the book, let's have a brief synopsis. Hit it. Elizabeth is the second of five daughters of Mr. Bennet, a gentleman but of reduced means. Her mother, determined to marry off all the girls, her sister Jane and Mr. Bingley fall in love but are temporarily parted by Bingley's sisters and his best friend, Mr. Darcy, who thinks the Bennet family isn't good enough for his friend but still falls in love with Elizabeth. He proposes, she rejects him because of what he did to her sister Jane, but soon that changes and they all fall in love and everyone gets married. Have I got it right, Seth?
Absolutely.
Okay, you sum up the zombie side of your story.
Well, in this version, Elizabeth is still the fiercely independent, sharp-tongued woman that she is in the original, although I now have added a sharp dagger to her hands, and she is one of the, along with her sisters, premier slayers of the zombie menace, which is haunted England for some 50-odd years now. Strangely, the English, being English, have decided not to leave England, but rather to adopt the zombie menace as just another part of English life. Things play out sort of like they do in the original book, only there's much more blood and far more zombies than in the original, and eventually, after slaying untold numbers of the unmentionable menace, Elizabeth and Darcy fall in love and become the deadliest couple in all of England.
Well done. Well, and you say your qualification for writing the book is that you once took a course in English literature.
That's about it.
But you do incorporate quite a bit of the original text. So here's what we're going to do just to give people a flavor. I'll read a paragraph from the original of what a woman must do to be called accomplished. A woman must have a thorough knowledge of music, singing, drawing, dancing, all the modern languages, to deserve the word. And besides all this, she must possess a certain something in her air and manner of walking, the tone of her voice, her address and expressions, or the word will be but half deserved. Now, Seth Graham Smith, would you please read Mr. Darcy's description of the attributes an accomplished woman must possess?
A woman must have a thorough knowledge of music, singing, drawing, dancing, and the modern languages. She must be well trained in the fighting styles of the Kyoto masters and the modern tactics and weaponry of Europe. And besides all this, she must possess a certain something in her air and manner of walking, the tone of her voice, the address and expressions, or the word will be but half deserved.
What did you have to do to write this? Did you already know Pride and Prejudice? What did you do?
I read Pride and Prejudice once when I was 14, and being a 14-year-old boy, I didn't exactly appreciate all the subtleties of Jane Austen's writing, nor did I care all that much about Elizabeth Bennet's man troubles. When I reread it, knowing that I was going to do this book, it was like a light going off, and all of a sudden, it's like I said, oh, I get it. Jane Austen is funny. You know, besides being brilliantly plotted and besides having brilliantly drawn characters and, you know, all those things that we all know and expect and make it one of the most beloved books in the English language, that was the real surprise to me reading it in my 30s. And it seemed like the people in her original book are kind of like zombies in a way. You know, they live in this immense bubble of wealth and privilege, and they go on with their lives wondering, you know, who's dating who and who has the nicest lamb at their supper. You get the sense that in the original books, the countryside could be burning down around them and they would just carry on with their lives. And really the only thing that I've changed in this version is the country is burning down around them.
Well, a couple of things struck us. First of all, we're not so sure it's a good idea for Elizabeth to have a weapon, because in the, you know, the famous scene in which Darcy first proposes to her, in your adaptation, they're both accomplished sword fighters, so we're not
right.
Sure if he's going to propose or she's going to kill him.
Well, she comes close to killing him. You know, they get into it, you know, and there's a lot of verbal sparring between Darcy and Elizabeth in the original Pride and Prejudice. And the only change here is that it's verbal and literal sparring at some points.
What kind of reaction have you received from Austen fans?
By and large, the Austen fans have embraced the book and see it for what it is, a silly exercise that doesn't really take itself too seriously and is done from a place of reverence for the original. If anything, it's brought people into the Jane Austen tent who never in their lives would have picked up a Jane Austen book before this. I've spoken to many people who've said, you know, I never thought I could get through a Jane Austen book until I read yours, and now I'm going to go and try another one.
Well, hopefully when they pick up, say, Mansfield Park, they don't expect werewolves. Seth Graham Smith, in May 2009, the film based on his book Pride and Prejudice and Zombies opens today. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. Jeremy Hobson is in the chair from New Hampshire. On Monday, it's Here and Now.